Welcome to Says the Brown Girl. My name is Diamond and I'm Brown Girl with a voice who doesn't mind being heard. So listen up, I've got a word and it might be just for you. Today's poem is entitled, Just Give It a Try, written by myself. Here it goes. What are you willing to do for the things you care for the most? At your weakest, would you cry? In desperation, would you lie? With great honor, would you die? And even if it seems you can't accomplish anything, would you be willing to still give it a try? This is your wake-up call. Get up! Quitting is not in your nature. Even when losing has better odds than winning, trying is still in your favor. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you are enjoying the new sounds coming from the JLab Talk on the Go microphone. Thank you all so much for your contributions on pouring into this podcast for me to be able to get new equipment to help your ears and my voice adjust accordingly, that you're able to hear my podcast more clearly. Today, I want to talk about trying. Yes, that simple. Just the simple act of trying. Not even failing or succeeding, but the act of trying. Trying goes a long way. For me, trying means that you care. It means that you're willing. It says that there are sacrifices that may have to be made, but I am willing to take that risk. It says that you're putting your pride aside. It says that hidden agendas have to go away. It says that you are ready to forgive. It says that you have perseverance, that you are persistent. It says that you are willing to do anything to keep your dreams from dying. I don't know what it is that you may be going through, that you're trying to get past, what you're trying to overcome, but I know that as long as you keep trying, your goal will come to pass. I'm reminded of the successful story of Michael Jordan, who was rejected from his high school basketball team, who wasn't the greatest basketball player in his beginning his career in high school and the early college days, but he kept trying. And not only did he keep trying, but he worked on himself in the process. And that's what I like. Now, it's one thing to be rejected from something and you just keep asking and asking, you know, until you get it. You keep on doing the same thing, not changing anything about yourself, but you keep trying in the same way. It's one thing to do that, but it's another thing when you're able to see, okay, why is this not working for me? What's going on here? How can I change or tweak something so that next time when I go for it, I'll get it? Just like taking an exam or SAT or the ASVAB or any type of standardized test. When you take it the first time, of course you study and all of that. For me, for my ACT, yeah, I studied, but I didn't take it very seriously. But when I got that score back, boy oh boy, I was devastated. I said, man, why? How did this happen? You know? But from then on, I made up in my mind, I am going to retake this test. In fact, not only am I going to retake it, I'm going to take another one. And I'm going to study so hard. And that was the key right there. I decided to change something. I decided to try something a little bit different this time. I said, I'm going to set aside this amount of hours to study each day until my next retake for the exam. And I studied and I looked up tips on what to avoid. How can you score a better score? No, I was taking those steps to ensure that next time around, when I come to this obstacle again, when I come to this test again, I will pass this test with flying colors. And I took the initiative to ensure that my outcome was the outcome I wanted. I was not practicing the act of insanity by doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I took it into my own hands, and I was willing to make the sacrifices. I was willing to persevere. I was willing to do it all over again to get the result that I wanted. And you can do the same. My new target score was a 27. Originally, I made a 23, and it was a 27 because I was trying to get into the Honors College program at East Carolina University and receive a scholarship for my education. I took that test in faith that I would get out the outcome that I wanted, and on that second time, I made a 30. Yes, a 30. And I think back. Now, what if I was complacent with that 23 and I just stopped right there and I gave up? I wouldn't have been able to see how far I could actually go if I really put in the work, if I really dedicated the time for it. I scored a 30, and not only did I get a scholarship, I got a full ride 4-year scholarship to East Carolina University, and I don't have to pay for a thing. In fact, the school pays me. What are you trying to do that just seems like life keeps knocking you down? It seems like every time you try to go for it, life just comes in, hits you right upside the head. You take 10 steps backwards. What are you doing in the process? You might say, well, I did try something different. Well, I did do this different. But was that your intentions? Are you right now just thinking back to how you turned something or made it different the second time? Or did you actually in your mind say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it, and it should produce this result? If I do it like this, and if I do it wholeheartedly, if I make up in my mind and I decree it and I declare it, my words of my mouth, if I pray on it, if I act on it, if I tell the Lord this is what I want, He will come through, then I should see the results that I want. Get up. Quitting is not in your nature, the poem says. Get up. Dust yourself off. Try again. Now, quitting, I don't like quitters. I don't like cheaters, and I don't like quitters. Because how could you ever know your real potential if you just give up? If all things else fails, just try. That's the least you can do. That's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you're able to get something out of it. And I hope that you're able to find what needs tweaking in your life. I hope you're able to pinpoint what goes wrong when you try to do that certain thing. And you're able to adjust and try again. This is Brown Girl, signing out.